ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for life. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for family. We thank you for the sunshine this morning. We thank you for the ability to move our hands, ability to see, ability to hear. We thank God for the gift of life. I'd like to read something to us this morning because a lot of times people appreciate it more. Generally, they want to thank God when things are good. But we bring to you the word of the Lord today that is not just only when things are good. This is the perspective of God towards each and every one of us. In Psalm 33, I read verses 1 to 6. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful." One translation says, "Praise looks good on you." Praise, worship, thanksgiving, adoration. It looks good on us. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully, just like we saw how his fragrance led us through by just the instrumentation of music, good music. He said, "Play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The heart is full of his goodness of the Lord." He said, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." I'd like to encourage you. This is the fifth month of the year 2020, a year of divine perfection. I know we've experienced so many things globally since the year began. But the word of the Lord to us today is that praise is comely. It is needful. Praise is beautiful on us. Praise looks so good on us. There is power in being thankful, especially in the worship of our God. So God sees us as creature to give him praise, to give him worship. He sees us as his own. We are the sheep of his pasture. So today we just like to give a word of exhortation. And right here this morning, we are maintaining social distance, as you can see us. It's my lovely wife, PF, and my lovely brother, PG. And we just want to give a word of exhortation. Like I said earlier on, it's always very easy for people to praise when things are good. But hey, there is a perspective that we want to give this morning. Pierre, what do you have to say about Thanksgiving?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's nice to be on here again today. It's been a while. We just thank God for the gift of life. Today is our Thanksgiving Sunday, the first Sunday in May, and we just give God thanks for life. Like Pastor has already said, Thanksgiving has to be a deliberate effort, because we do not thank God just when things are good. The Bible says that in everything we should give thanks. This is the will of God for us. So we give thanks to God even in the face of crisis, in the face of uncertainties. We thank God because we know that God has got us covered. God is not confounded by COVID-19. And you know, I was encouraging ourselves sometime during the last week, and I was telling people that our word for the year is divine perfection. And when God gave that word, God knew that there was going to be a COVID-19. So, because there's COVID-19, we should not let go of our faith. We should not let go of our thanksgiving. In fact, our thanksgiving should be more at this time so that the enemy can be confounded. The enemy has to be confounded. And the surest way to confound the enemy is by giving thanks. We must give thanks. And we must make it a deliberate effort. It cannot be when you feel like it. It cannot be when your belly is full. Because some people right now, some of us right now, do not have much food, do not have much money. So thanksgiving cannot be when your pocket is full. You cannot give thanks only when your pocket is full. You cannot give thanks only when you are filled or when you are happy, so to say. We give thanks in and out of season. In and out of season, we must give thanks. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Frake, for that beautiful word. So, for us in Lighthouse, thanksgiving is a habit. And that should be the posture and the habit of every believer. It is important for us to know that we don't rule our life by the ideology of men. We rule our life are governed by the word of God. And the word of God is the only valid stuff that you have to rule your life. It is not a psychological therapy. It is not, I'm entering into depression. Oh, I need somebody. No, the word of God is valid. The psalmist says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we draw strength from the word of God. And whatever the word of God says is what we believe. I'll read a scripture and I will explain a bit. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, the Passion Translation. He said, and in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. In the midst of everything, he said, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? This is God's perfect plan. So, our joy is not a function of happenstance. Our joy is rooted in the word of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when we see it, so it's always difficult for us as human beings to give thanks when things are not going well. But because we are a spirit being before we became a human being, we are first a spirit being before we became a human being. So we see things from God's perspective, and God is instructing us, irrespective. In the midst of all of this thing, God is saying we should give thanks. Pastor Frake put it in right perspective. For us in Lighthouse, I was asking myself, God is aware of 2020. And God gave us a prophetic word in September 2019 that 2020 is our year of perfection. Yeah. So when you look at it, but because we are spirit beings, we are aligning with God's word. He said, for we know that all things work together for good.
Hallelujah.
All things, irrespective of what is happening, they are all working together for our good. And when we know that, thanksgiving becomes a natural thing to us. When we know that, thanksgiving becomes a habit. We thank God for what we're going through. We thank God for where we are. And we thank God for where we're going. So thanksgiving becomes a natural thing in our lips. In our hearts, we offer praise and thanksgiving to God. I don't know if you're listening to me. You're saying, I don't have a reason to thank God. There is a reason to the fact that you are alive is a reason to thank God.
Amen. Praise God.
The fact that you can hear me is a reason to thank God. Some people are alive, they can't hear. Some people are alive, they can't see. The fact that you have access, you can hear, you can see, you can even participate in this live service that we're having, online service we're having, tells you that there is hope for you.
Hallelujah.
And that is enough reason to thank God.
Hallelujah. I just want to continue from where you stopped. I want to read Isaiah 38 to us. Isaiah 38, verse 18 to 19. It says, for Sheol cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you.
Hallelujah.
Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The living man he shall praise you as I do this day. Like Pastor Gbenga rightly said, it is because we are alive that we are even having this discussion. If we were not alive, we will not be having this discourse. So, we must praise God. Psalm 150 verse 6. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you have breath in your nostrils, you owe it to God to give him praise. We know how many people have passed away with COVID-19.
Yes.
And the numbers are increasing. The numbers are rising. It has not come to an end. We keep talking about steeping the curve. We're talking about steeping the curve. But steeping the curve does not mean that people are not dying daily. So if you are alive and you can hear us, like Pastor Benga said, you owe it to God to give him praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You owe him to God. And somebody says, what is this Thanksgiving we're talking about? Yeah. Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude.
Yeah.
An expression of gratitude. Father, I thank you. When I wake up in the morning, I thank him for the miracle of sleeping and waking. Because it is a miracle.
Yes, ma'am.
That you slept does not mean that you are going to wake up. It is not automatic. Some people sleep and they go from there. So, Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude. Father, I am grateful that I am well. I am grateful that I am alive. I am grateful that I am healthy. I may be hungry, but I am still alive. And somebody can come in through that door and give me food. Somebody can credit my account as I'm speaking to you. So please, we owe God gratitude. Things may not be working out as we have planned. I know at the beginning of the year, there were goals, there were plans, there was business plan, there was something planned. And one man that we all know, Alibaba, Jack Ma, the CEO of Alibaba, said the business of 2020, and that is even in the secular world. He said the business of 2020 is to plan to stay alive.
I don't agree with him.
I'm saying that is in the secular world.
Okay. Okay.
He's saying the business of 2020 is staying alive, is planning to stay alive.
Yeah,
that you're alive.
And pursue God's purpose.
Yes, you're pursuing God's purpose. But if a secular person can say that.
Wow. He didn't say I'm pursuing God's purpose.
No, he didn't say we are adding that to it. If a secular person can say that your business right now is to stay alive.
Yeah.
How much more you who know that God has you in the palm of his hands? You know that he says you are engraved in the palm of his eyes. You are the apple of his eyes.
Amen.
You have cause to give him praise.
Amen.
So this morning, as we are doing this, let us thank God with all of our hearts. And somebody says, let me do it with your mouth. No, you can't do it with your lips only. Yeah. It has to come from your heart. Hallelujah.
Let me just say something at least to help us. I know that we are jotting down. I was just busy. Putting these points together, because that's what this month is all about. We just want to talk about the reality of the times that we live in. And from what I've heard from PF and PG so far, our thanksgiving as believers, number one, should be deliberate.
Yes.
And intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's the responsibility, the primary responsibility that you and I have as believers. It's not based on any other thing. Happenstance, present circumstances, whether you have a song or you don't have a song, whether you have the right talk called in place, whether there are musicians or there are no musicians, your thanksgiving should be deliberate and intentional. Secondly, a thanksgiving should not be restricted to just when we are full. A lot of people, if they have money, for example, they are happy. But thanksgiving is rooted in joy. And joy is a product of the Holy Spirit. So it should not be restricted to when we are full. Thirdly, our thanksgiving should not just be when things are good. Some people whine, complain when things are out of place. But hey, our thanksgiving should be at all. And PG, I think, quoted that and said, Rejoice in the Lord always. In all things, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Fourthly, our thanksgiving is not a function of happenstance. Fifthly, our thanksgiving should be rooted in the Word of God, because that is the secret of the believer, the Word of God. The Word of God has that capacity to transform our lives. So when we give thanks for the promises of God, which the Bible says they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, it actually provokes miracles in our life. Sixth point that I've jotted down this morning is that our thanksgiving should be a deliberate lifestyle. That is the lifestyle of the believers. That's the lifestyle of the achievers. And then seventh point, thanksgiving is the primary responsibility of the living. So if you are a living soul, yeah. I mean, we've woken up this morning, we've gone to the bathroom by ourselves, we've freshened up for those of us who have done that already. Some have even drank water. The ability to swallow, ability to see, ability to hear is a primary responsibility. It's that only the living can praise God. So we have that. And then gratitude, thanksgiving, it's our very life. I don't know who wants to just add spice to that, but I have those 8 points down.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. Basically, we're looking at giving thanks in rough times and crisis. So for us as believers, we take a look at scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those that are living example? Habakkuk, for example. In Habakkuk chapter 3, when he said, though the fig tree might not blossom, if you understand what happened there, this was a time that God brought judgment on the nation of Judah. The Babylonian came and they wrought havoc. And in the midst of all of this, in Habakkuk chapter 3, he said, though the fig tree might not blossom, irrespective of whatever has happened, he could lift up his voice and say, give thanks in the midst of crisis. I don't think any one of us has ever experienced war. We don't. It's a very, very, if you have watched this film about the genocide in Rwanda, you will understand.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, David in Psalm 57. This was when Saul wanted to kill David. You don't know what it means when the king of a land is after your life. You don't know. You don't want to experience it. He said, I will exalt the Lord.
Wow.
He said, I will exalt the Lord. I will exalt the Lord in Psalm 57, verse, I think 11. Verse 5 and verse 11. I will exalt the Lord. Another example was Apostle Paul. The third one, before Pastor Frankie speaks, he said, he wrote to the Philippians in jail. I don't know how many of us can be in prison and still thank God. How many of us? I have given this example for us to know that what is happening, we are not in it alone. People have gone ahead of us and they have triumphed in these things. Living a lifestyle of thanksgiving. He said, he talks about you rejoicing. Rejoicing. And again, I say rejoice.
Yeah.
He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say. And I usually say this, Apostle Paul admonition said, your joy should be on auto repeat.
Wow.
Just like when you have a music in your car, it should be playing continuously.
Wow.
That is what he's saying. This was a man in jail. So I don't know where you are at this point, you're listening to us, irrespective of your position. Rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Again, I will say rejoice.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that. I want to read Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 68. Let me look for it now. Psalm 119, verse 68. I read in NLT. Psalm 119, verse 68. Psalm 119, verse 68. And I think I made a mistake with it. 119:68. I read from the NLT. It says, You are good and do only good.
Glory.
Teach me your decrees. For us to give thanks, we need a change of perspective. You know, because like I said earlier on, if we think that COVID-19 caught God unawares, or God you know how we abandoned his duty.
Or was slumbering.
Yes, God abandoned his duty post. That's why COVID-19 is happening. Then, you know, you have some kind of resentment and say, and this year we have said, you know, we have said so many good things about 2020, the beginning of a new decade, and all of that. We need to have a change of perspective. God is good and does only good.
Hallelujah.
God is good and does only good.
Hallelujah.
If you read some other Psalms too, he talks about that. He is good and his mercies endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 106 verse 1, Psalm 107 verse 1. It says he is good and his mercies endures forever. So God is good and does only good.
Mm.
If you look at it in that perspective, and from the beginning of COVID-19, I keep telling people, you know, we have a prayer that we ladies do every day. We pray. And I said from the beginning, all things work together for good. That is what the word of God says. To those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose. So regardless of COVID, I say to myself, COVID-19 is working together for my good. I may not understand how it is now, but I thank God because after this COVID-19, I will be better for it. So for us to give thanks, we need a change of perspective. And let us not, as believers, begin to always, you know, we kind of tend to play the victim. No, we are not victims. We are victors. We are victors. If you know that you are a victor, you know, the war has, you know, it has been determined. It has been finished already. It says from the foundations of the world, it has been finished. God has finished the works. So if you know that the works have been finished concerning your life, you will rest. And I want to read Colossians. I want to read Colossians 3:15. Because it talks about peace. You know, Colossians 3:15 talks about peace. You need to have this kind of peace. And it's not the peace that the world gives. 3:15. It says, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts.
Glory.
For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace.
Yeah.
And always be thankful. I want to read that in NKJV. You know, because it's just short. And it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. In this time, you need to allow the peace of God to rule in your hearts. To which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. We need to be thankful. First Thessalonians. Pastor Binga has read, you know, read the verse 18. I want to start reading from verse 16. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
See the three things that follow after. And those are the three things that you need in this time, that we need in this season. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. So giving thanks is also the will of God. And we want to be found doing the will of God. We don't want to be found outside of the will of God. These are not the times to be found outside of the will. These are the times to be found in the will of God. Doing the will of God. Doing the word of God. And so it says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Like he said, put your rejoicing on repeat. Auto repeat. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. In the face of COVID-19, give thanks. In the face of the uncertainty of COVID-19, pre, in, and after. Because people have been talking of the after. In the face of the things that you do not know, all of us are just postulating theories. Nobody knows for sure what's going to happen tomorrow. But it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let me just do like a recap to help everyone who is home this morning. We're looking at Thanksgiving in crisis. And you know, I love the perspective, because usually when you talk about crisis situation, it's a time that many of us are vulnerable. It's a time that many of us are overwhelmed. Many people are confused. Many people, like we already have right now, many people are fearful. Fearful of the things that may probably not even happen. So when we talk about crisis, many people try to put the word of God behind the back burner. But hey, I love the perspective that some patriarch has gone ahead of us. So Habakkuk can be likened to a businessman. The Bible says that at that particular year, things didn't work out the way he wanted it to. And he said, my thanksgiving has to be deliberate.
Hallelujah.
He said, I will rejoice. And you also mentioned about David. I mean, David was in a crisis situation. His life was what I would say about David is just from one crisis to the other. But David also chose that part of thanksgiving, and it paid off. That was why we can able to have all the Psalms that we read today. And then, of course, the great Apostle Paul. I use the word great Apostle Paul because he was left dead many times. He was stoned. He was whipped. So there are life is real. I mean, life throws up challenges, throws up crises, because we are real people. But what we are saying this morning, which is the encouragement I want to repeat, your joy all through this season must be on auto repeat. Secondly, your giving thanks demands that you take or you choose the perspective of God. And the perspective of God is to always know that God is good and he does good. I mean, God is good and he does good. That's so refreshing. God is not the author of COVID-19, for example. God doesn't bring sickness. Another example. God is the healer. I mean, it will contradict his nature if he brings sickness and then he heals. Because that contradicts his nature. So, God is a good God, even at this time. And then allow the peace of God to flood your heart. This is the season that we are in. It's more than ever before, you must allow God's word to be the umpire around your heart. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests, give up your fear, give up your doubt to the Lord. Let them be made known unto God. And said, the peace of God, the shalom of God, will come to you. And lastly, he said, allow yourself to be found in the will of God. Allow yourself. You know, that's what thanksgiving does. You have a different perspective. And against all odds, against the natural reaction of people, you are proactive with your thanksgiving. And you are found in the will of God. You are not found in whining. You are not found in unbelief. You are not found in complaining. That is the will of God concerning us this season. You want to say something?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we have talked about being purposeful. And as we go into the week, as some of us get back to work, as the lockdown is being eased gradually, I want us to do something. And that is to thank God every day for a specific thing that is especially meaningful to you. So, you know, sometimes when we say thanksgiving, the song that says, count your blessings.
Yep.
Name them one by one. So maybe for, as we go into this new week, today is Sunday. Maybe you want to take something and say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because all of my family members, all of us are healthy. All of us are healthy. All of us are alive. Something that is particularly meaningful to you. You want to do that every day of this week. As you go out tomorrow, thank God. Thank you, Father, for life. Thank you that I am even able to go out. Thank you, God Almighty, because this COVID-19 I have not gone with it. It has not ravaged me. You know, just thank God for a particular thing every day. We're talking about purposeful thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Purposeful is the key word here. Purposeful. So every day of the week, just pick something. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Hallelujah.
Okay. You you want to give a perspective?
Praise to God. Thank you, Pastor Rake, so much for that insight. Funny enough, all the scriptures I have is what Pastor Rake read. The Spirit of God is there. I don't know, you might be watching us. You've lost your joy. As we break the communion this morning, joy is restored to your home.
Amen.
To restore to your family.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Never like before, you will experience the peace of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That's just a word for somebody. So, basically, we have to ways for us to be thankful. It's number one. Know that God is in control.
Amen.
When you have that at the back of your mind, it helps you. Know that God is in control. Like never, Pastor Rake mentioned us being in his will. And one of his will for us is to walk in love.
Mm.
The scripture says, perfect love casts out all fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like never before, your love walk should be stronger. It enables your thanksgiving.
Amen.
Like never before, your love walk should be stronger. If you're doing your thanksgiving, look at your roll call. You might need to forgive someone. You might need to let go of the past so that your joy might be full. The third point I would like to emphasize that, like never before, in this season, keep your joy. Keep your, there's a favorite scripture my pastor usually read. That's Pastor Ayo. In Psalm 100, verse 3. If you attend this church over and over, you will know this scripture by heart. It says, verse 3, it said, know this, God is God.
Mm-hmm.
And God. He made us, we didn't make him. We are his people, his well-tender sheep. He said, enter with the password, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Make yourself at home, talking praise. Thank him and worship him. Like never before, this should be your posture during this period.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Like never before, talk his praise. Pastor Wagner said, so this week, Pastor Wagner has told you, take one and talk of his praise.
Yeah.
Is it your first child? Take it and talk of his praise.
Yeah.
Is it your husband? On the list, take it and talk of God's praise over that your husband. Is it your business? You've not made a sales this month. Talk of his praise for the past sales and for the sales to come.
Thank you, Lord.
An idea that is just there? Talk his praise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to just give the last perspective so that we can go to the communion table? I love what you said, that as we resume back this week or as we go into the week, each of the day, we should just take one thing in specific. Thank God for family, and maybe you can reduce that. Thank God for husband, wife, like what you said, children. And then thank God for, it might be, the mind of Christ that we possess.
Definitely.
Just one item for each day.
Yes, sir.
And then you also brought in that perspective that our love walk must be strengthened because
Definitely.
Thanksgiving empowers our love walk. And it empowers our ability to see God in all the situations and circumstances of life.
Okay.
Can we just tie this
okay,
up
so
this morning?
I'm going to read, you mentioned that first of all, and I'm going to read Psalm 33 again, verse 1. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. So, and Pastor said, translation actually says, praise looks good on you. And therefore, I say that praise is a covering. So as you go as we go into May, and as we go into the new week, ensure to have that covering of praise on you. Praise is a covering. Thanksgiving is a covering. So as you go, ensure to cover yourself with that praise. Ensure to cover yourself in thanksgiving. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We want to share the communion together this morning. If you have your elements ready, please just go ahead and just bring it out. Let's just gather. We're fine. We are all with our family, but let's just gather together around the elements this morning as we share the communion. Father, we thank you this morning for the bread which represents your body for us. Thank you because your body was broken so that ours will not be broken. Thank you for every family this morning that is sharing this communion, every individual.
Lord, as we remember that great sacrifice on the cross, that body being broken represents, Lord, our healing, represents our deliverance, represents our victory.
Yes, Lord.
You were crucified, but that wasn't the end. But laid behind the stone, that wasn't the end. But you rose victoriously. You rose that we can have, Lord, we can become overcomer over spiritual death, over poverty, and over sickness. As we partake this morning, thank you, because our life is already mixed with yours.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. We draw strength from this table this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We draw healing from this table this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We draw, Lord, protection from this table this
Amen.
Morning. We draw preservation from this table
Amen.
This morning. And
thank you.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you for the wine which represents your blood for us. Your word says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Your word says that it is the blood that makes atonement for our souls. So thank you for life. Everyone who partake this morning, Lord, they experience newness of that life.
Amen.
In their mind, newness of life.
Amen.
In their bodies, newness of life.
Amen.
Lord, every organ in their bodies, Lord, newness of life.
Amen.
Thank you for victory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is the victory that has overcome the world. Hallelujah. Even our faith in the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Can you just take your bread and your wine? Just hold on to it. We'll all partake together with the people at home. Father, we say thank you again. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just go ahead and partake of the bread. Lord, after the supper, you lift up the wine as the proof that signals the beginning of the New Testament. He said, this is for the church, that as often as we do this, we are showing that the Lord is coming. So thank you for the wine. God bless you. Just go ahead.
Thank you, Father.
We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning for health and healing that we have from the table of the communion. Thank you because all fear is gone. Lord, as we go into this week, we look to you. You are the Yahweh. Our hope is in you. Those who trust in the Lord, your word says, shall be like Mount Zion. They shall be like a city that cannot be shaken. Father, we say thank you this morning.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,